97.9 The Box. It's the Mad Hatter Morning Show. We have a special guest with us this morning from right across the street. Lakewood. He is in the building. John Gray and White, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
I was asking her about her name. You don't call her by the name of Aventer, do you? Don't you call
Aventer. Aventer. Yeah, Aventer. I call her Av. I call her Baby. Boo.
I love that.
Yeah.
And you don't know if the name means anything?
It was my grandmother's, and she was born in 1927, and clearly somebody was extremely creative back then. I did try to put a definition around my name, but created my own.
Right.
So it means to you what?
It means to me just love. Mm. I think that I just love with my whole heart. Sometimes it gets you in trouble.
Can I ask you what the love was that you saw Mr. John?
Wow, he just has the most incredible passion for God that I have ever seen. And it's the real thing, because I could be the one to be like, that's not who he is. The one that you see up there, somebody else. But he is totally in love with God. He totally loves people. And I am the same. I really love people. And the love that I found in him was his unique way to connect, bridge, build, cross cultural barriers, and just love on people and invite everybody in, giving them a real authentic love without judgment. I mean, that was the best part about my husband, and it keeps growing because I keep seeing different sides of him. We've been presented with some things that would cause you to not love, but his reaction has been ones that have taught me lessons along the way.
What was it for you, Mr. John?
She was weird. Wonderful, and I mean that in a good way.
Yeah.
She wasn't like everybody else. We met in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. We were both working at a church. I was a singles pastor and
Amen.
A youth pastor.
Singles.
And, you know, she was part of the dance ministry.
Okay.
When I met her, I didn't really know how to take her because she had tattoos. She was rocking cut-off shorts. I was like, yo, did she used to strip? What you doing? I was a married you know, I prejudged her based on her appearance.
And she was in a church and you were
in
making
church.
The judge.
Yes,
okay.
I made the judge fee.
Okay, okay.
And here it is. This woman's brilliant. 3 degrees. Graduated, summa cum laude? From college, FAMU, Florida A&M University, Strayer University, master's degree in health service administration. Just a brilliant mind. But because I was only looking at the external things, I'd assumed the incorrect thing. Then
right.
I got to know her, and I was like, yo, this girl is cold. But then one Sunday in 2009, I watched her worship. We ended up next to each other in service at the altar, and she was worshiping. And
she
I
was
said,
following the weird girl.
Yeah, I wasn't following her. Because 2 weeks in a row, we ended up sitting next to each other without trying. So the second week, I was like,
all accidental.
Yeah, I was like, yo, why are you following me? She was like, you're sitting in the dancer section. Which I was. I was like, but I tied, so I sit wherever I want.
Oops.
Hello. My check's clear. This is my seat.
By me.
But what happened is, I said her worship is real. And that day, I grabbed her hand without knowing her name. Started worshiping God at the altar. And when she walked out of church that day, I stopped her, and that's when we had our first conversation.